Most people would consider the trip from Arlington, Virginia to Fort Meade, Maryland to be not the most pleasant one, at least not at rush hour. Making it routine is even less appealing. But that's what some employees of the Defense Information Systems Agency face as the agency gears up for its move from its current offices in Arlington to Fort Meade. But DISA is planning ahead. Dave Bullock, an executive with DISA's Base Realignment and Closure Commission, has been driving back and forth many times a week to see just how bad the commute might be for employees that choose not to relocate. He joins us now to discuss DISA's BRAC transition and how its employees are handling the move. Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Tom.
So are you tearing your hair out, driving back and forth? Tell us about the commute, first of all.
Actually, I have to be up at Fort Meade frequently just because of the nature of my job, but I have tried to find basically the easiest way to make the commute back and forth, and I found that it's not as bad as we originally expected. We've been very concerned in the whole BRAC process to try to minimize the impact on our workforce, and obviously transportation and the commute is a major aspect of that. So it takes about 45 minutes to drive the 30 miles between our current location in Fort Meade and about a half an hour longer on the way back in the evening.
So this concerns in the morning then the inner loop to the spur to 270 north, right?
No, actually, from our Arlington location where we're located today, it's easier to drive right across the district up 395 and then take 295 up to Fort Meade.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, see, I'm too much of a Western Montgomery County-oriented type of driver. That does make sense. Well, first of all, let's back up a little bit. Tell us what the status of the BRAC move is, what the extent of DISA's job ahead is related to BRAC.
We have about 4,300 people that are currently located in three locations in Northern Virginia, right, basically up and down Columbia Pike. We're going to start moving into a new facility that we're constructing at Fort Meade right now. It's about 90% complete. That move will start in January of 2011. It'll be a phased move that'll spread out basically over 6 to 7 months. So between January and the end of July, we'll be moving those 4,300 people up into brand new digs up at Fort Meade.
And there's really no public transit options, I think, between those two spots, right?
Actually, there's a MARC train that is available from Union Station, Greenbelt. There's several stops for the MARC train between here and Fort Meade. There's a Odenton, which is the nearest town to Fort Meade. There is a train station. We're arranging for shuttle buses that'll connect the train station in Odenton to our facility in Fort Meade. We're also looking at the possibility of shuttle buses from the Greenbelt Metro Station. And we're also looking at subscription buses from the Pentagon, one location, and also high concentration points in Northern Virginia, where we have high concentration of employees.
We're speaking with Dave Bullock. He's the BRAC executive at the Defense Information Systems Agency. Now, you have done some pretty extensive work to kind of get this whole BRAC move acceptable to employees with some surveys, have shown some progress. Tell us about that.
Generally, we started off when the BRAC was announced back in 2005 with a very high level of dissatisfaction. I mean, we had basically 52% of our workforce responded very vehemently with, hell no, we won't go. That was kind of where we started. Over the past 5 years, we've gotten to the point now where that number is down from 50% saying they wouldn't go and another 20% saying they were undecided to basically about 22% now indicating they're either undecided or they absolutely will not go. Now, this is survey information. I mean, we won't know exactly how it works out until after the move is complete, but the trend is definitely favorable from our point of view.
And is it safe to say that a lot of DISA's workforce is highly specialized, highly skilled, invested in the agency, and you really can't afford to lose them, nor them you?
Well, that's absolutely true. We estimate it takes about 8 years from hiring a new college graduate employee to a journeyman level to build up the skills and the experience necessary to perform many of the jobs within the agency.
And what about carpooling? Did that come up as one of the possible choices, and also teleworking?
Well, absolutely. Carpooling, vanpooling. In fact, we're building a LEED building. It's an environmentally sensitive building, and that's one of the requirements to get LEED certification is you provide parking for carpools and vanpools, which we have done. We also have a one of the better telework programs, I think, probably in the entire federal government. We offer, with supervisory approval, up to 3 days per week for teleworking. And when you combine that with the compressed work schedule option that we have available, it would be possible for an employee, basically out of a 10-day pay period, only to have to make the drive 3 days out of 10. So, like I said, we're trying to do everything we can to encourage our workforce to stay with us and make the move to Fort Meade.
So, bottom line, are you optimistic?
Well, I think we're very optimistic. Again, the surveys are all showing improvement in the percentage of people that expect to make the move. The building is shaping up nicely. It's going to be a very attractive location to work. So, yes, we're definitely very, very positive.